It was a dreary evening in one of the streets in Main Manila, the kind that seemed to swallow the city in a shroud of darkness. Amid the pandemic, Boyet, a newly hired employee of a multinational corporation, found himself huddled in his cramped apartment. His only connection to the world outside is a glowing screen of his company-issued laptop. As he worked remotely, his eyes strained against the blue light, sifting through emails and tasks. Suddenly, a ping or loud notification broke the silence of his apartment. It was his manager, halfway across the globe, urging him to join the company's virtual town hall event. With a sense of duty, Boyet clicked the link that was emailed to him. And after roughly 30 seconds of loading, the virtual town hall unfolded before Boyet's eyes. From the start, he can't determine if it's a live event or recorded. The presenters were like tech CEOs presenting and explaining their jaw-dropping and hilariously expensive new products, with matching CGIs in the background with upbeat and teenage pop music during transition to another speaker. Boyet can also find a chat section where the viewers can type their messages, nor there was a section to know the number of viewers within the interface of the prompted viewer, of which it wasn't tethered also to any communication apps installed in his laptop, like Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Despite the enthusiastic speeches and lively presentation of each speakers, Boyet noticed that something felt off from the earlier to mid part of the virtual event. Even though Boyet was still a relatively new employee of that company during that time, he knows a thing or two of the businesses and internal processes of his employer. He somewhat recognized that the topics discussed veered away from the company's usual business matters. And the name of his then company wasn't even mentioned, nor there was a glimpse of their company name or logo displayed within the presentation. After 30 minutes of discussing financial and business jargons, it delved into the realm of the macabre and some topics that Boyet knew are only conspiracy theories. The topics that caught his attention are the conversations revolved around the creation of the ongoing virus and its nefarious purpose, while the speakers look enthusiastic and happy discussing about it and celebrating since it already come to fruition. Some topics that were discussed that also caught his attention was the ongoing project of funding schemes for promising musicians and internet influencers to spread deceit and confusion among the populace. And there was another topic regarding potential resources in Boyd's country and other third world countries for human trafficking related crimes due to the presumed aftermath of the pandemic, where poverty will increase and will potentially lead to desperation of many within the poverty level to look for desperate ways to earn money, and other sinister plans that are usually shrouded in secrecy. To Boyd's horror, he also recognized notable figures among the speakers and individuals showed in the presentation. From celebrities to politicians, their faces distorted by the flickering glow of his screen. As the meeting pressed on, Boyd's unease deepened. His fingers hovered over the keyboard, his mind grappling with the implications of what he was witnessing. How could this company be involved in such malevolent schemes? Or did he join a different virtual event? Suddenly, a chill ran down his spine as he realized his camera became active, a silent witness to the unfolding horrors. Panic surged within him as one of the facilitators single in mouth, while the speaker during that segment became silent and suddenly shouted, instructing others to track boys' whereabouts. Though, he never found out if there were other viewers during the virtual event. And if there were, he can safely assume that there were only a few since he was only pointed and singled out amongst the possible viewers. In a desperate bid to escape their gaze, Boyd hastily closed the door, showing the virtual town hall, his heart pounding in his chest. Moments later, an incoming video call from Miss MS Teams interrupted the stillness of Boyd's apartment. It was his manager, his voice strained with worry, trying his best not to mumble. With his thick accent, he asked Boyd whether he had clicked the link that he had sent. Caught off guard, Boyd hesitated, his mind racing with suspicion. Was his manager complicit in the sinister agenda he had glimpsed? Summoning his resolve, Boyd pretended ignorance and expressed his apology to his manager since he hadn't joined the town hall yet due that he forgot the time zone difference of the Philippines and his manager's country. A sign of relief was relatively shown on the face of his manager while telling Boyd to permanently delete his email and jokingly said that his clumsiness saved him to click a link that was potentially harmful to his computer. Boyd knew that his manager's response was bullshit and an insult to him, assuming people living in third world countries are naive and will just comply to avoid risk of losing a job. Boyd tried his best to show composure and politely acknowledge his manager, but deep inside, the seed of doubt had been planted, and Boyd knew he couldn't return to business as usual. After his conversation with his manager, with trembling hands, Boyd shut down his laptop, the weight of uncertainty heavy upon him. In the darkness of his apartment, he made a fateful decision. He didn't love to work the next business day and just decided to go AWOL and never report again to any of his then colleagues of the company that recently hired him. That night, he packed his essentials, inserted a new SIM card for his cell phone, and slept into the night, and went to his parents' place located outside the metro. Albeit, some travel restrictions were still present during that time. After a month, Boyd found refuge in a new apartment with a new job. Albeit, the salary offered was significantly smaller compared to his salary offered to him by his previous company, where he only lasted a month. And though the truth remained shrouded in mystery, he vowed to remain vigilant, or the darkness had shown its face, and he will not be its willing accomplice, nor a witness that he will soon inform the world about the conspiracy for the decadence and evil that he witnessed. I remember when I was 10 years old, I stumbled upon an unmarked Betamax tape in 1986. I was walking home from school while enjoying music played by my Walkman when a neighborhood bum and addict approached me, offering to sell me a Betamax tape for 50 pesos. He told me it was a compilation of my favorite cartoon shows, but I knew he was lying, and presumed back then that it's just one of his random stolen items that he needed to sell just to support his vices. Still, I was curious and somewhat afraid if I declined him, so I just ended buying it. When I got home, I played the Betamax tape and its contents were grainy and not that clear. But what caught my attention was the snippets of information told by a deep voicemail. I didn't understand the contents of the tape or the purpose of the ramblings of the narrator, but the messages were embedded in my memory. After I played the tape, The player ate its internal film. To avoid being scolded by my father, I forcibly removed the tape inside the player, but the internal film was crumpled and stuck inside the player. So the only alternative I did was to cut it. The Betamax player was left unharmed and was able to continuously provide entertainment for almost a decade. However, the tape didn't survive and ended disposing it. Years passed. I forgot the contents of the tape until July 16, 1990, when the Philippines was struck by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. As I watched the news, I suddenly remembered the tape since this disastrous event was mentioned. After a few disastrous and other dark and depressing events that mankind have encountered and witnessed, I found out that the contents of the tape was a compilation or list of incoming disastrous and catastrophic events, from wars, natural disasters experienced by different countries, global conflicts, economic problems, and more. Known events such as the September 11, 2001 attack, the 2020 pandemic, so on and so forth. I couldn't believe it on how could this tape predicted all these events. In relation to the upcoming events, I just want to keep my lips sealed and I don't want to take the risk of being tracked down by God Who Knows group. I believe these events are meant to happen. All I can say for now is just to enjoy life and be a good person.